Right now it is time for Appraise This with Tim Luke and Greg Straub, the appraisal guys, the frick and frack of Nick and Knack. You can find them at tqag.com on the web. And could it be I only have Tim Luke this morning?
Good morning.
It's just wow, it's just you?
No, Greg should be there.
He's not. He's nowhere to be found in this magical, wonderful, whimsical world called the internet.
In the black hole.
That's right. It says he's there, but he's not. Greg, are you there? It says he's there, but he's not. There's your picture, and then there's this little like stick picture drawn, and I'm pretty sure that's him. Well, I'm going to try to add him to the call to see what happens here. Let's just see what happens.
If we can break anything with computers, it'll be us. We're going to ruin your good streak.
Well, it's been a hell of a weekend, and yesterday was no. Now, Greg, are you there? Because your picture's there now.
I am.
There he is.
There he is.
He's back. All right. So now there was something that came across the news, and that was the Michael Jordan auction. Did he get, what was it, $1.8 million for the sneakers or something like that?
Let's see.
Well, that was...
That was a while back.
That was a while back? All right. Well, then
yeah, that was $500,000.
I'm more confused than ever. Go on.
No, maybe I can help you. Is that I did post something on my Facebook page. I think it was a couple days or yesterday, whatever it was. I don't know what day it is anymore. But that there are more Michael Jordan sneakers that are coming up at Christie's, and those are going to be sold, and I think they're going to be sold online, and I think it starts this week or something, and it goes till the middle of August. But it could sell, it'll be millions of dollars worth of more sneakers. And Sotheby's is just, and I'm going to post this, is also offering more pop culture items, including other sneaker prototypes from Kanye West and some other companies, Nike, and there's some other companies that they will be offering all these sneakers. So I had posted yesterday just about the Christie's sale that this is a fast and upcoming market, that we haven't seen this many sneakers come up for auction like this, but it's a fast growing market. People are buying them. And it's amazing. But they also have great provenance, and they're also in a good condition. So it's not just any sneaker you can just put up for auction.
That's right. I mean, and of course, Michael Jordan is – there are three people that are responsible for the NBA gaining its status. Michael Jordan, and right before him, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. Those are the right in the past 50 years, those are the top of the hill, the
foundation.
King.
The foundation, correct. Yeah. Well, and so Christie's also is offering some LeBron James items as well. And I think there are some sneakers, and I think there are some jerseys from his Miami Heat days. So, so it's just fascinating. How this has really taken off.
All right,
this whole thing.
I also want to mention Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant is anything.
Yes.
Anything
yes.
That's Kobe Bryant related is just worth tons of money. So I don't want to disrespect Kobe by not mentioning him in there, because he is one of the top four draws that have been around. I mean, you can mention.
Oh yeah.
You can mention
Shaquille O'Neal.
I was going to say, but Shaquille O'Neal is like the biggest.
Shaq.
Shaq is like the biggest kid in the world. He's out there. And you know, I hated. I'll be honest with you. Papa Gino, whatever, Papa John's pizza. I never liked that guy, and so I hated that pizza company. But now they've got Shaq out there representing them. And how can you not like Shaq? How can you not like Shaq? They put him on the board.
I know.
And how can you not like him? So that's the power. That is the power of personality, and that's the power. I think that probably my stupid opinion makes things valuable, I think.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how much a pair of Kanye West sneakers go for before he becomes the president and then after he becomes the president.
Listen here, you just gave me an additional nightmare that I don't need. I've already got one. I got one nightmare. I've got one nightmare that Trump's going to be elected. A second one is that Trump would be reelected and then appoint a Kanye West as his vice president. And the third one is that Kanye West would win, and he would appoint God knows who, one of that clan that's on TV as their vice president. I dream about those things at night that keep me up at night, you know, in the dark. So don't mention that Kanye West thing again. Even though his sneakers will sell for a lot, they will, because people like Kanye. They like him.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Bilbo Baggins. His pipe just sold at Julian's this past weekend. It was estimated at 20,000 to 40,000, and it did respectable. It sold right in the middle, about at 28.8.
Who's Bilbo Baggins? Who?
From Lord of the Rings.
I can honestly say, and I'm proud to say it, there's two bunches of things that I've never watched: Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones. And also Downton Abbey. I'm proud to say I've never seen a single episode of any of those. So,
well, I've said that we were the Corsican twins and we were separated at birth, but I definitely believe that we were never even connected after that statement. Now, of course, Bilbo Baggins was played by Sir Ian Holm, who just recently passed away, and the pipe was estimated, as I said, 20 to 40, and it sold for 28,800. Now, it's possible that includes the buyer's premium, but I'm not actually 100% sure, because the amount was a little different earlier. So I'm assuming that they also post on Julian's the buyer's premium as part of the winning bid. I can't verify that right now. So, but there were some other highlights. I have to mention a car, because I know how you feel about your cars. The Knight Rider kit, the 1982 Pontiac Firebird Trans Am.
Yeah.
And it was estimated at 100 to 200, and it sold for a respectable 192. Now, this is not the one that was used on screen. It was the one that was used in all of the promotional tours and things. But it's
interesting, because most of those cars, like that one that had the rebel flag on it, I forget what that one was. There was a car floating out there, and somebody from the movie production from the television production company said, "Oh, we went through 20 of those cars." You know, those if it claimed to be a car that was in the series. They seriously doubted it. It might have been someone, a promotional car made for the series, but during the series, they went through a lot of the Charger that they had. And I would assume it was the same thing with Kit when they did that series.
Yeah, I would assume so. I don't know how many Kits there were, but I would assume there were multiple. More than the one that just came up for sale. Now, I don't know if the original has actually come up for sale yet. Has it, Tim? Do you know?
That I'm not sure. I know that there have been others, but I don't know if that the one used in the series. That I don't know. I don't know.
You know, it's interesting, because when you talk about cars, I remember back to 1968. Remember the movie Bullet? Steve McQueen, that Mustang? That GT Fastback, I know. There was also a Mustang in Gone in 60 Seconds that people just die for. I mean, those type of cars are not real cars, but they are, because you see them on TV and they become real things.
Yeah, I have to say, speaking of Bullet, I saw that movie. I think it came out when I was in the Army, as a matter of fact, and I was in San Francisco at the time. And it was one of the most exciting sequences I think I've ever seen in any movie.
It's hard to live up to it even to today. That was just an you're absolutely right. That an outstanding movie. Outstanding.
So, and you know, the other thing too is, I don't know how many of back then, I'm not sure, this would take some research, I'm not sure if there were multiple cars that went out and did these press junkets like have happened after that car, to me, that movie is about that car. I mean, that sequence was the most exciting thing I think I had seen to date. And that was before a lot of really big special effects.
I still bring that movie up from time to time and watch it. I still bring that movie up off my Amazon Prime and seek it out and try to find to watch it. Now, I was going to ask you guys something. I saw a movie this past week, and I wanted to get your if you've seen it or if you've heard about it. And I thought it was a really well-done movie, and the reason I asked because it's about collecting. It's called The Goldfinch.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. It was
multiple times. I've seen it twice.
I found it by accident, and I just thought it was a terrific, terrific movie.
Very well done. Yes. Highly recommend it.
If you like that movie, you will like another movie that was similar in its subject matter, and it's called The Red Violin.
Well, I would think it would be that because the great thing about those movies, and I would think The Red Violin is like this, it's not only about the painting, The Goldfinch, but how it brings together the lives of so many different people over the course of years. I mean, it really, is The Red Violin like that as well?
Yes. The premise is that this violin maker back in medieval times created this violin, and it was the color of the violin is what they call it, the red violin, because in the varnish coat he used his deceased wife's blood as a memorial to his wife to put on the violin. And of course, over the years, it shows who the owners of the violin were, that it became lost during Nazi times and that it was refound. And it's a spectacularly
it goes to the provenance of the piece, and then it also
goes to auction. It goes to auction, and it's a very, very, very good movie. So if you liked the Goldfinch, you will love The Red Violin.
It's amazing because I found that that movie came out at almost a year ago, and I heard nothing of it, and it really was well done. I mean, and what you saw through the whole thing was the importance and the feeling of when you have something and he took it as a kid and keeping it out of public and how that wore on him more than anything else by keeping it away from other people. But still, anyways, I was wondering if you guys watch movies like that and if what you think of them.
I like them because they're almost documentary.
Yeah.
And there's some feeling of being a documentary. And that's my favorite genre of movie is documentary. So anything to do with the history of something, even if they turn it into a docudrama or a mystery, I really love those movies.
All right. Well,
and there was another one, too, that you might like. And it was about... what was the artist that did The Pearl? Isn't that terrible? I can't think of it right now off the top of my head. No. The one with the girl with the pearl.
Oh, yes. I know.
Where this painting went down through history after it was over the years, and then it was taken during the Nazi occupation, and it was hidden, and it ended up coming back. Oh, that's another one of those. It was very, very good. I'll have to do some research for you and get you that, because if you liked The Goldfinch, you're going to love these other two movies.
Vermeer.
And Vermeer, yes. Yeah,
that and also, I don't know if you remember the movie The Mexican about the history of a gun. And it was really, that movie, I didn't really like it at first, but as you wound through it and you found the story of a certain gun that was made and it was cursed throughout eternity, it was an amazing movie as well. But then again, I'm off on tangents this morning. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Because, what else have we got to do during this whole pandemic except watch movies? And that's what we've been doing.
That's right.
So.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But and it's amazing what my taste has become now that I'm 67 years old. There hasn't been one pornographic movie at all. And take me back 40 years in the pandemic. I tell you, I would have been firing up that old tape recorder, VHS tape recorder.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, you know. Different times.
Different times, yeah. All right. Good times.
All right, guys. Well, I've managed to waste your time this morning. I'm sorry about that.
No.
Not at all.
We have to very quickly say two other very quick highlights. Superman's cape sold for $137,000 and was estimated at 20 to 40. And then the other thing was the spacesuit we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
And what did that sell for, Tim? That was
that sold for $380,000.
Wow.
And that wasn't even a real spacesuit. It was a movie.
It's right. but not a lot of props from Kubrick's films come up. So that also was part of it. But overall did really well. The sale did well, and there was a little bit of drama. They did have Valerie Harper's Emmys from Rhoda and from Mary Tyler
I thought they
Moore,
couldn't do that. I thought they couldn't do that anymore.
Well, they tried, but the Academy pulled them. So you know, it's like, or there was a court action to withdraw them from the sale, and they were withdrawn from the sale. So I'm not sure how that all turned out, but I'm sure it's gone back to the owner, let's just say, or back to the estate.
It's good to hear, because you know, really, in the auction world, you have to pick your battles.
Yeah.
I mean, that, and I don't know whether it's worth all the lawsuits.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I mean, they could sell it privately. It's just in a public sale, because they wouldn't know if it was sold privately. But, you know, in a public sale, they in the lawsuit, in the article that I read, they just said that it would tarnish the Emmy's name and stature and all of that. So that was their reasoning.
All right. Well, I want you guys to have a good week, and I'll try to be better next week.
Oh, that's okay.
Great. What do you mean?
We'll do some other movies. We should start doing movie reviews. That's what we should start doing, is movie reviews.
Maybe
I've seen movies that I have never thought I would see.
All right. Maybe we'll get some chef's recipes as well from the Silver Chef.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Have a great week.
Take care.
Hey, have a great week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye. Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys of a frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com on the web is where you'll find them.